This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Conservatives, stop apologizing. What in the heck do you need to apologize for? Being right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, I get fed up with these spineless conservatives. They say the right thing. They Drew Brees, I will not kneel for a wrong cause or whatever. And what do? Immediately, I'm really sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Somebody says, all lives matter. And he gets fired. And the first thing, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to. Can I have my job back? You know what? Screw them. Can you stand on principle for anything, conservatives? I mean, look, I love you guys to death. But holy cow, man, you, honestly, weak when it comes to stuff like that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Melissa gets after me for getting after you sometimes, but sometimes I got to get after you. It's tough love, okay? It's not you who presided over decades of degradation in inner cities. Hey, Drew Brees, pay attention. You didn't do that. It's not you, conservatives, who created the problems that we are facing right now with all this rioting. What are they rioting over? I want to remind you, what are supposedly we rioting over? A black man got killed by a white cop. Big deal. I've given you numbers. I told you, white, unarmed white people are killed in double the number of unarmed blacks, and white people have far fewer confrontations with the police. If you were to put it on a per capita basis, white folks should be burning down entire countries. But let's just go back to the original thing. What are we talking about here? We're talking about people rioting and looting over a lie, okay? But let's analyze who caused it. So we've got all these Democrats. Now, I'm not going to walk you through this because it would be like your children. You know this is all Democrats. There's not a Republican in sight. And you know what you're feeling? You're writing me letters. You're sending me notes. Kevin, you're calling me. Kevin, I just don't feel something's wrong, man. You've done nothing wrong. It's the same thing with this whole idea of slavery and the lack of civil rights. You have never, ever oppressed black people. Other than the ones who've given you a reason to. In other words, if I oppressed you, it's because you got on my nerves. And I'm an equal opportunity oppressor when it comes to people that get on my nerves. I won't respond back to messages or, you know, whatever. I have my ways. Okay? And you do too. But that's very selective, and it has nothing to do with race, color, gender, or sexuality. If you get on my nerves, I don't really care. If you don't get on my nerves, you could be a flaming leftist, gay, transgender, monster-loving dog slave runner. I don't care. And I will just embrace you. Just don't get on my doggone nerves. Getting on my nerves, man. If any leftist of color, folks, tries to guilt you, throw that crap back in their faces. White leftist enablers caused the problem, and black leftists voted them in. And that's all you got to say. You got to say, I got nothing to do with your problems. You know, it's like Jay-Z's rap song, not that you white folks are going to know this, but I got 99 problems, and this ain't one. Okay? My problem is not your problem. I got enough stuff on my plate than trying to add your stuff to my plate. And see, that's what they do. That's what they do. They get you to take on their problem. This is called transference. Take on my angst. Here, you white guy. You've heard of this slavery thing I've been carrying on my back for all these years, right? Because I've been trained to do it by these stupid teachers. And I use my finger quotes. They've made me feel low and small, so let me give you my problems. And you white people go, oh, come on, let me help you with your problems over here. Hand them over here. Like you don't have enough problems of your own. You got problems. You got bad kids. You got marital issues. You got job issues. And you know what you do? Hey, black people, bring me your problems. I'm ready to go. Y'all are crazy. Man. White folks, sometimes I just want to shake you. Not like shaking baby syndrome, but I do want to shake you close, as my grandmother would say, to within an inch of your life, boy. I didn't realize life was measured in length, you know. But my grandmother would tell me, boy, I'll beat you to within an inch of your life. My little smart butt would be thinking, why not an inch and a half? Let's not go that far. You didn't create these problems, white people. Knock it off. Grow up. Because when you do that, you finally get to the point where you go, that's enough, you know. Have you been needled and needled and needled and needled and needled? Do you finally go, okay, hey, have your children done it to you? Has a relative done it to you? Where you finally go, look, this is not my problem. I've seen you guys in your soap operas, white folks. I've watched The Guiding Light, okay? I've watched all my children. I mean, all my children's. I watched it. I've seen how you people handle problems. And I get it. You're very reserved. You're very, you know, deliberate. You tend to ask questions like, well, you know, Tina, are you really sure you should be acting out to this level? And she's all hysterical. And you're like, but, you know, let's just settle down here and calm ourselves down and talk. I've watched you work. Okay, white folks, I watched you, and I'm impressed. I have to admit, I'm impressed. But right now, it is time to put aside, all that psychological psychobabble and get in a fight. Somebody comes up to you, you racist idiot, whatever, shut up, black man. You live where you vote. You vote the same insanity, and if the cops are killing you, you voted for it. If you got bad schools, you voted for it. If you got whatever, you got teenage pregnancy, you got all these things going on, you voted for it. I got nothing to do with that. Yeah. Y'all ask me all the time, well, Kevin, listen, I'd love for you to give me some advice, and I give you advice, and you won't take it.
I can't say, I mean, geez, Kev, I'm not black. You're asking me to take on a lot of,
yeah, I'm asking you to take care of your burden. Look, I ain't going to sing Negro spirituals to you. If that's what you're waiting for, it's not going to happen. You didn't cause the problem. You didn't vote for the problem makers. So that's not your fight. Tell everybody that on the left. You're going to feel so relieved.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, just in time for the looters. We've learned from the WHO, the WHO, that asymptomatic people that have the Wu flu have a very, 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 very slight chance of passing along the virus. Who knew? No. I mean, who knew? They knew. They already knew this. This is not news to us or news to them. They knew it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We got a lot to discuss. A lot to discuss. Yeah. Trying to keep you guys from apologizing, from always trying to step up and I'll take the bullet for the left. You don't have to take the bullet for the left. No, sir. Let them jump. Let them. Well, you remember that song? Y'all probably don't. Y'all are too young. My producers are too young. Billy, don't be a hero. Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. That was a crazy popular song. Billy, don't be a hero. See, that's what you want to do. You want to be the hero. You want to step in and save the day. Guys, we are programmed to do that. You know what a woman will tell you in a minute? Look, I'm only telling you my problems. I'm not looking for you to solve it. Well, Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. his girlfriend said, and as he started to go, she said, Billy, keep your head low, because he was going off to war. Well, you're in war. Keep your head low. You don't need to be a hero. You got to live the fight another day. I was, when I started my charity called Seeking Educational Excellence that really wants to take, put meritocracy back in education, I was talking to my advisor about it, and I told him, I said, look, if we don't do this, what's happening, this, I'm telling you, this was years ago, but I said, if we don't do this, here's what's going to happen. It didn't take a psychic for me to see the trend lines. HR departments started having roles like diversity coordinator and things like that. And I'm going, what do we need? There are people dedicated to black folks in HR. And then they stopped calling themselves human resources and started calling them people department and all this other crap. HR departments grew geometrically. Yeah. They needed people to understand the hires based on ethnicity, based on gender, based on sexuality, and so forth. And I saw it coming. As a risk guy, that was my job in management consulting. I mean, one of them among many others. But that's you're always looking at what is your client going to face. And I see this trend to begin to develop. And one of my a guy I went to church with, he was one of those guys, a high-ranking dude in the HR department. In fact, he ran it, and he would always talk about diversity. He's a brother, always talking about diversity. And I used to always go, what does this have to do with your massive company, a Fortune 100 company? What is diversity? And he would explain it, and I would still look at him like he had three heads. Like, I don't get it. That's not what your company is about. No longer was hiring about competency in the job or what a candidate or employee brought to the company, but more about hitting a targeted quota. And so then people became beholden. Oh, well, you need more black people. You need more this or that. And it wasn't about what is my skill set to bring to your company. It was how do I get in so I can jump on the gravy train? And businesses suffered mightily. The outcome is many, many iconic brands gone, closed, scuttled, stores no longer around. And get this, many more will close. I was having this discussion the other day with Barry Goldwater Jr. He was kind enough to meet with me. And we had a great conversation, and he's like, Kevin, I goes, I'm not worried about the big companies, but as I drive along, you know, the streets of Arizona, I see these strip malls and, you know, with no occupants. I said, get used to it. I go, look, as a management consultant, I will tell you, the paradigm for business has changed. If you're going to open brick and mortar, you better have some cash. You better be flowing in dough, and you better have a good idea. Don't open some little apparel store and think Amazon isn't going to kick your butt or some little retail outlet unless you make something that is specific, like custom jewelry or whatever, and it's in demand because you got some celebrity to endorse it. Unless that happens, forget about it. eBay, Amazon, Alibaba have changed the way business is done. And Amazon is about to get it. You talk about supply chain issues. FedEx, UPS, DHL, all of them have a new competitor. If you think Amazon's going to fly planes at 50% or 70% of their product, they're going to load those planes down that they bought. I'd heard they just bought 60 new airplanes. These are not Piper's Cessna jets. These are huge airplanes that carry a lot of product. And when they're not carrying their product, they're going to be carrying somebody else's. You will see Amazon I don't know what they'll call it, but it'll be like Amazon delivery. And whatever, and they will make it part of their own supply chain. And they have the software to route it so that the guys delivering your stuff will be delivering the stuff that's competitive, the FedEx and all that. That's the evolution. I'm giving you good sage advice here on things that are about to happen in the world. I mean, if you want to know where to put some money or whatever. But anyway, I was talking about these apology people, and I wanted to get back to that because it's only going to get worse in terms of this social justice agenda. And a perfect announcement, the New York Times, or story around this, said that their editorial page editor, James Bennett, resigned from his post following controversy over the publication of an op-ed by Senator Tom Cotton. And here's what they wrote. Last week, we saw a significant breakdown in our editing process. Not the first we've experienced in recent years, says Sulzberger, the publisher, in a note to the staff that was announcing the changes. He says, James and I agreed that it would take a new team to lead the department through a period of considerable change. And it was because Tom Cotton wrote a piece called Send in the Troops. And in his op-ed, Cotton argued that President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807 to deploy military troops across the country so that we could quell these riots. You guys remember, this was controversial. The troops never get deployed. They got deployed under Obama. But they make it sound like it's something brand new under Trump. So the net of it is this guy, James Bennett, published that, and you know what happened? His staff revolted. Yeah. Yeah. And here's what he says. He said he didn't read ahead of the publication, caused an open revolt for staffers at the newspaper, with dozens tweeting their displeasure, including sharing the note, running this put black New York Times staff in danger. So running that put New York Times staffers in danger. Now, he initially defended the piece, writing, Times opinion owes it to our readers to show them counter arguments, particularly those made by people in a position to set policy. And he's right. But at a virtual town hall held for Times staffers, he apologized, saying it shouldn't have been published. It was a breakdown in the process, and he lost his job over this. This isn't where the story ends, because this is happening all over the country. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on Wednesday discussing police practices and law enforcement accountability. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is blasting his colleagues on the other side of the aisle for not speaking out regarding defunding the police.
They know it is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening. Think about what we've heard in the last few weeks. for the mayor of our two, the mayors of our two largest cities. Mayor Garcetti said he wants to defund the police. The mayor of New York says he wants to defund the police.
The Trump administration is opposing a Democratic proposal to extend a $600 a week federal unemployment benefit approved in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia saying it was necessary at the time, but is no longer needed as the economy begins to recover. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the inspector general office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stop apologizing, white people. Stop apologizing, conservatives. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is the theme of this hour. Stop apologizing. Stop trying to take on something that is not your problem. KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us, download the podcast if you want, so on and so forth. We love it when you do it. Yeah, stop making apologies. And I've given you, you know, whether it's Drew Brees or I remember when Jennifer Lopez came out with All Lives Matter and immediately had to reverse it because, oh, I didn't know it meant. Are you out of your mind? Black Lives Matter. Really? Are those the only lives that matter? Oh, Kevin, you don't understand. I don't understand what? Here's what I will tell you. Point blank, all lives matter. You're included in that. If you think you're better than another group of people, I call you a racist. See, isn't that what it's about? A level of superiority? You want to separate yourself out. We're better. Black lives matter. Matter what? Matter more? Oh, we're getting killed. No, you're not. Don't lie to me about statistics, because you're not getting killed in bigger numbers, blah, blah, blah. You're not getting killed in bigger numbers per capita based on crime, etc. So don't lie to me. Your life is no more precious than anybody else's. Now, if you can't have that conversation with somebody, shame on you. All lives matter. And let me tell you, I will never repeat, never take it back.
Oh, Kevin, you lose an opportunity. You could get to such and such, blah, blah, blah.
I don't care. That is what principle is about.
Kevin, take back your comments on Lion Skank and you can keep your Fox job.
I tell you what, you can keep your job. Give it to somebody else. Give it to Dan Bongino. Because I'm not going to be told what to say. I understand branding and, you know, and I've never, not one single time when I was in the employment of Fox News, did I destroy the brand. Did I do anything to disrupt the brand? I did things that people wanted to perceive as destructive to the brand, but I never did. I respected the brand because that's what Roger Ailes asked me to do when he hired me, says Kevin. All we ask of you is respect the brand. I didn't go out as Fox News. I'm an independent person. I can't tweet what I want to tweet. And lying skank, really? Skank? I say it on the radio all the time. I've never gotten an FCC violation. Skankity, skank, skank, skank. But boy, you say that word, ooh, will you take it back? No, and I won't take back all lives matter. And I won't take back the fact that the number of blacks killed is the lie of the narrative that people want to set. You're not going to lie to me and make me buy your lie? It's ridiculous. Anyway, woke is what everybody wants to be. By the way, Sean King, you know, the white guy that wants to be black, Interesting stuff on Sean King. We'll try to get to that here in a bit. Anyway, I want to go back to this this editorial I was talking about New York Times. So the New York Times editorial editor, he stepped down. His staff revolted that he would dare publish an op-ed from Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, who essentially said the president could use troops to quell riots. And that triggered people within his staff. And he resigned, okay? I don't know. I mean, the publishers, you know how it is. Did he really resign? Did he get fired? I don't know. It doesn't matter. He left, right? But here's what's interesting to me. This is a guy that's going, I've paid my journalistic dues. I've been an avid leftist for the New York Times, and they turned on me. When you're considering leftism, I want you to understand, this is a leftist. He's trying to bring some idea of balance to the op-ed. This is the opinion section. And his staff revolts, and he gets canned. Let me tell you what they created. They created a guy that now has to stop and go, wait a minute. I've been dedicated to this cause, and I get fired because my staff revolted? Folks, these are the people that we are paying to train to do exactly what they did. We bring them through colleges and universities. We finance this nonsense, and we send them out into the world. And this guy, who's trying to maintain some level of journalistic integrity, gets fired. And now he's going, wait a minute. Other people are going, wait a minute, too. Yep. Yep. Don't please your woke staff and you are out. But Bennett of the New York Times was not the only casualty in all of this. Stan Wisnowski, the executive editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer, resigned following 20 years of working at the organization. And you want to know what his crime was? He allowed the newspaper to run the headline, Buildings Matter Too, on an architecture critics column. He wanted to draw attention to the negative consequences of damaging property and buildings. How dare he? Did you hear what I said? This guy had the nerve to want to protect buildings. Yeah. I know. Outrageous. Outrageous. I see why he got fired. How dare you desecrate a church, looters and rioters? Oh, wait a minute, sir. You can't be picking on looters and rioters who are rioting for a righteous cause, rioting for the religion of leftism. Which religion do you support, sir? 20-year career. Stan Wisnowski. The Inquirer reported that the executive editor announced his resignation days after discontent among, wait for it, the newspaper's staff erupted over a headline on a column about the impact of civil unrest following a police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. His staff revolted. How dare you? What? It was a coup. Just like with the New York Times, James Bennett, staff revolted on him because he dared publish an op-ed that they didn't agree with because they are woke, and he apparently was not. And now we got Stan Wisnowski. Same thing. Here's what they went on to say. The headline offensively riffed on the Black Lives Matter movement and suggested an equivalence between the loss of buildings and the loss of black Americans. This is unacceptable, said the editors. While no comparison was intended, intent is ultimately irrelevant. An editor's attempt to capture a columnist's nuanced argument in a few words went horribly wrong, and the resulting hurt and anger are plain. Yep. People got hurt over this. How dare you compare buildings to black people? Which is not what he did. He just said, don't you think we should have some respect for churches? He's not saying, you know, it's like this, the guy in when they burned down the police building in Minneapolis, the mayor goes, well, you know, we, you know, wanted to be understand that we do not care about property over people. That's what people say all the time. Oh, capitalists, property over people. I had this discussion with a friend of mine. She was telling me, well, Kevin, what do I say when people say property over people? I go, that's a really slick little argument, isn't it? Say, well, let's talk about property over people. Do you know what that property does? That property employs people. When you burn down a business, you burn down people's livelihoods. Have you thought about the amount of energy that this person put into that building? You know how many memories they have inside that building? When somebody's house burns, what do you think? Do you think it was just property? What do you think it is? When somebody's house burns, their memories are burned with it. It becomes a ghost. The things that are inside, the memorabilia, all that, you think that's nothing? They say, there's an old proverb, African proverb, burn down a man's house, and he can tell you where his treasure is by what he goes to save. What would you save if your property was burning? I don't know. Ask a leftist that. Very deep question for them. It's more than property. If you employ 10 people, you've destroyed the business life of 10 people, which turns into their personal lives because maybe they can't pay their bills. Maybe they're on Zoloft or whatever the thing is, and they become suicidal. You have no idea what the burning of that property does, the memories lost in it, a host of other things that we've touched on. Property over people. That property is people. It is the heart and soul of a person, an entrepreneur, and many others who committed to be part of what that person is doing. It's not property over people. It's sanity over insanity. So what it is, you shouldn't be burning down churches and all these other things. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left do not want to tell you this. They want to try to scare you into believing that Donald Trump's going to lose. And in a lesser time, in a different time, they might have gotten away with it. If we believed the media the way we used to a couple decades ago, they might have convinced you that that's the case. But since 2016, we've learned not to worry too much about the polls. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about getting woke. And I'm waking you folks up to the reality of you already are woke. Your interpretation of life is the way that it really works. It's the other side that's demented and delusional. You see it every day. So we're trying to explain it. And as I say to you guys, and this hour has been dedicated to, no apologies. Don't make apologies unless you've done something wrong. If you've wronged somebody, fine. If somebody's going to convince you, you do realize that you are part of the patriarchal society and the society that has continue to oppress black people, and therefore you must apologize. And you go, well, I don't know what society has done, but I know this. I've never oppressed anybody, so I'm not apologizing for Jack. See, that would be my take. Oh, my goodness. A thought process hit me. Have you guys seen all these videos of these mobs that have been out there just beating the living daylights out of people? I watched a video the other day of a horde of black kids that literally beat another little black dude. I'm going to say these kids are 15, 16. They literally kicked the crap out of this guy. He was left on the ground. His arm was twisted like he had cerebral palsy, and his eyes were rolled back in his head. It was almost like they killed him. They were stomping this kid. I've seen multiple videos like this. I've yet to see any real justice yet for these people. It's insane. This is the world they want to create. That's why I tell my son all the time, man, look, you have to be prepared for the craziest world out there. I hate having to train this kid how to fight. Every single day, I get up and I train this kid how to fight. And I think to myself, what a waste. You know, he should be training in, I mean, I do. I train him in physics, and I train him in science. He's learning the periodic table and metals and alkaloids and, I mean, alkaline and all kinds of stuff. Training him in all kinds of things. But I also have to take out a bit of time each day and train him how to fight. Because it's a cruel, crazy world out there. And the more, you know, people see what's going on, the more woke they get. See, you've been awake. You know where the danger lies. Oh, I know, they call you a racist if you point it out to them. If you mention, hey, Democrats, you have made black neighborhoods the most dangerous. Oh, look at you. You're trying to point out black neighborhoods and talk about black folks. Huh? They want to get very ethnic, and they immediately run to put you on the defensive. And you go, I didn't create the black neighborhoods. I didn't create the crime within them. I didn't create the ecosystem where all of this, you know, tornadic activity is occurring. But I will comment on it. If you think you're going to stop me from commenting on the reality of life, you are dead wrong. And the reality of life is the left are raising thugs and condoning hooliganism. They raise the thugs and then condone their actions. It's a completely different mentality in the hood over criminality. Stealing is not stealing. It's appropriating, you know, things back. It isn't that you wanted to steal. It's your way of acting out against the societal injustices that occurred by, you know, on who? Your ancestors. It isn't you. You're not getting any societal injustices when you steal those tennis shoes, when you loot a liquor store. Societal injustice from who? Jim Beam? From Grey Goose? Who decided that you got injustices on you that made you go rob a liquor store? Or go steal some hair from the salon or from the Korean-owned, beauty supply place. Makes no sense. It's a crazy world out there. And what's funny is leftists are getting it. Sean Diddy Holmes is telling Democrats, he might as well just come out and say, don't vote Democrat, black folks. Don't make it a knee-jerk response. And I keep talking about this poll where 42% of blacks have said Donald Trump is the man. Do we have that? Let me look at this real quick. Yep. They said our daily presidential tracking poll today shows black likely voter approval of the job of Donald Trump is now over 40%. That's pretty scary for the left, particularly after they created all of this strife. And here's what's interesting about these riots, if you're not paying too much attention. This is not a lot of black-inspired stuff. Most of this stuff are white kids. White kids pretending they're part of BLM and stuff. We talked about it before. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is black people are now getting mad. that these white people are doing it. And the word is getting down to that level where they're like, man, it was white people out there throwing these bricks and throwing these Molotov cocktails. It wasn't us. We were out there really looking for, you know, trying to march in solidarity for George Floyd. And they're mad. And this polling is, look, there's a poll that came out. What was it? Maybe we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at the front of the next hour. But it was like Joe Biden's leading Trump by way many, whatever. I can assure you, and maybe that's what you come here for. You're like, Kevin, are you at the part of the show where you remind us that Donald Trump can't lose? Yeah, we're here. Maybe I should hold off to keep you listening. Yeah, so Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden and the Democrats in general by a crazy margin. And there was a Wall Street Journal NBC poll that has Biden ahead. Two leftist groups polling lefties, and they say Biden is 14 points ahead of Donald Trump. Yeah. Now, I think at this time in the election cycle with Hillary Clinton, they had Hillary Clinton 16 points ahead. Because they made it a point to say, well, we did have her 16 points ahead at the same time as Biden. So he's 2 points worse than she was. It was 1 or 2 points worse than Hillary. You believe it? I just told you, 40%, over 40% of blacks are now saying, we kind of like what Trump's doing. They get it. I've talked about it in terms of the job losses. Yeah, black folks lost their jobs, but they got a stimulus check. They're more than made up for it, and now they're back to work. I'm going to give you some really good economic news when we come back in the next hour. But and finish talking about this, I'm talking about people getting woke. And so as the debates about police brutality and this systematic racism in the wake of George Floyd's death, horrific death, death by cop, you would think that Black Lives activist Sean King would be like, whoa, what's up with all this, man? And he would just do his normal thing. D. Ray McKesson, you remember that guy? Sellouts. But this writer wrote this. Sean King let himself utter an uncomfortable truth that other activists have been ignoring. Democrats control all the major cities where black people are experiencing the most police brutality and systematic racism. Folks, that is a ripple that is going to be a tsunami. We know it. We talk about it all the time. I tell you, how many times have I told you, all this is Democrats, the Democrat controls, the Democrat governor, Democrat, you know, mayor, Democrat police chief, Democrat city council, Democrat, right? And blacks are voting for the Democrats. It's not a Republican. It's, I mean, it's like a, I could just record that and just play it and never have to say it again. I should just keep that on file. Like, hit play one. Hit number one. Bam. We've been saying it for a long time. But see, we're not the only ones saying it anymore. Now, one of the chief activists, a guy who is followed by a lot of people that are in that arena, Sean King, who writes for the New York Post, and he considers himself a BLM activist. He scolded those who tell black Americans to affect change through voting, asserting that such blind thinking may not be all that they need to consider. Stop, he said, generically telling us to vote in response to all of the police brutality we have right now. Yes, we should vote. But we have to be very specific. Democrats from top to bottom are running the cities with the worst police brutality in America right now. We voted for them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.